Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go to Tony. Thanks for holding, Tony. You want to talk about the World Bank? God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Wow, earlier this week I got through to the great George Norrie on Coast to Coast. Must be my lucky week.
George is awesome.
Yeah. I got to get me, I should get me one of them lotto tickets.
So what's on your mind, sir?
Just a couple things real quick. I just was wondering if you're going to have or when you're going to have Karen Hudrys back on the show. She's been coming out with some really good interviews the last month. And
now, remind me, who is she?
Karen Hudrys. She's the World Bank whistleblower.
Oh, yeah. I saw on the screen you were talking about World Bank. Yeah, we had her on the Nightly News and here, and I think she's told her tale. It's very interesting. It just fits in what we already know about the World Bank. So we might get her back on sometime. But what's your take on all the other issues that are taking place?
You're pretty much on point. And, that's about all I had to say, except to bump some Clash, Know Your Rights, for your bumper music.
Oh, yeah, play some Clash. And what's the name of the song?
Know Your Rights.
I think I've heard that song. It's a pretty good song. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I want to say, of course, I've said this before, but the nascent iodine and the coffee are absolutely amazing. The coffee, man, I'm so glad you came out with this. I've been hoping for an organic type coffee I can trust for a while now, and
I just hope we can get more of it because it's you know, we're selling a lot of it, of the bags we got, and it's very popular, and it's there's only a certain season we can get it. I wish I would have bought more from the Chiapas folks down there, but it's my favorite coffee. I mean, I'm sure, you know, on the right day you can find something better somewhere, but it's just, I've been drinking this coffee for years, and now we've put it out as our own brand, so I'm glad you like it, brother.
Yeah, I love it. Well, the point I want to make is I love how, especially in the recent years, all the yuppies, as you like to call them, get so excited when they see new movies and new TV shows, such as like James Woods on the Science Channel or Morgan Freeman or this Almost Human stuff, or they hear about these new technologies claiming that will give us superpowers and make us immortal or tell
us. That's right. They're rolling out all the microchips and everything. Like, it's so sexy. It'll make you live forever. It's so cool. That's how they're selling the rat poison.
My two points on this are like, okay, first off, if you're Christian, the electronic tattoos and the RFID chip, you know, that should just scream Mark of the Beast at you right there. But, you know, and number two, you're not part of the royal bloodlines. You're not part of the elite. You're not getting this technology. This isn't for us. This is for them. All these immortality and all this, you know, reading people's minds, you're not getting this, buddy. You're a peon to them. They are the ones who are getting all this technology. So, you know, stop getting so hyped up about it as if it's for everybody, and it's probably going to be way too expensive.
Well, that's right. Any technology we're given has the Trojan horse of surveillance and microwaving us and controlling us. The globalist, it's like the great George Carlin said, education will never get better, it'll get worse, because the owners don't want you informed. No kidding. Can you imagine what George Carlin would say today with 2 plus 2 equals 5? And that you can misspell and it's still spelled right? I mean, or if a teacher corrects people that are using improper English, they get fired. Because, Ebonics is now a proper language.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, folks say there's Ebonics with black folks. You ought to go hang out in East Texas with the white people out there that, you know, that have their own language that can't even understand each other. It's the same deal. You're supposed to get rural or ignorant people that don't know how to speak the proper language and inform them of it, not say we're going to get rid of language altogether because people couldn't adopt it. Pretty soon we'll just be running around like cavemen, like Barney Rubble, going hoo, 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 you know, to each other. Me want woman, me want food. It's like the old joke of how did Arnold Schwarzenegger ask Maria Shriver out? Man, woman, eat.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military,
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We've got a guest popping in for about 15 minutes.
Potential for the disastrous ride.
Who is the victim?
And will persist.
Pennsylvanians coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary checkpoint, but it's not really voluntary. This is a big issue happening nationwide. DrudgeReport.com carried it yesterday into today. In fact, I think it's still up there. Yeah, you can find it on the middle column. And this is the type of tyranny that is going on. Separately, talking about political correctness, U.S. Army War College seeks to remove General Robert E. Lee Stonewall Jackson. The British infantry have studied Stonewall Jackson and teach at their main West Point-style school that he's the greatest strategy commander of all time, Stonewall Jackson, who died in battle and could take forces 10 times smaller and beat larger forces. I mean, it's just military strategy, but no, now their names must be expunged. No one can even see it. I mean, this is just the total political correctness that is running rampant across this country and across this world. That's some of what's coming up. And then more on Obamacare. There's been some big Obamacare level developments. So here's a headline right here out of Newsweek. The case that could topple Obamacare. And I'm predicting they're going to get rid of some of it, but not all of it, because the insurance companies and the banks get what they want, unless there's enough heat on this system. But right now, Kenny has been holding a long time. Kenny from Ohio, then we'll go to Jane and any others that are holding. Kenny, thank you for calling. What is on your mind today on this Wednesday edition?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Well, I seen a couple days ago on Infowars.com that Connecticut had passed a bill with the labeling of GMO foods. And I have two quick questions about this. My first one, will other states follow, and when do you think they will? And my second question is, I live in Ohio, and I live near Amish country. And I've always wondered, would it be safer for me and my family to buy and drink the milk that the Amish have than to buy the stuff that they have at the store?
Well, I personally am going to tell you what I would do here, and you can make your own decision. We in this office have both regular creamer for folks in their coffee, organic creamer from the store, but it's been homogenized, basically turned into liquid cheese, and they boil it, ultra-homogenized, or pasteurized, I guess is the proper word, pasteurization, boiling it. And then we have Mennonite. It's like Amish light, you know, not of the original German/Swiss folks that came over here 300 years ago and now are all over the world bringing prosperity to wherever they go. Great people. The Mennonites are kind of the same deal, but are just more of a modern coalition of groups or spinoffs. And we buy and drink Mennonite milk. And I have Mennonite milk at my house. I would get it from Amish, too, if they were around, but it's excellent. And they go to the farmers markets. They would come to the Austin farmers markets. And then under free association, if you wanted to go to the back of their van, you could buy milk that was milked that morning. And if there's any contamination, they have to throw it all out. Instead, they want ultra-pasteurization, so big pharma, you know, the big pharma-run agribusiness, that's what it is. You put the GMO hormones in it, you name it. Blood can be in it, feces, you name it. And they boil it. to where it kills the bacteria, but they can feed you. Basically, you're getting as much pus sometimes as you're getting milk. They make the cows overwork. Their breasts are twice the size that they should be. The udders are exploding. They get all sorts of diseases. By the way, I work for a large animal vet, so I've gone and worked on dairy cows. I'm not going to say anymore. It's unbelievable what the big GMO ones do versus the cows that are taken care of that are very happy. And regular milk is not even milk. Regular milk is basically garbage. And we should, with the market, demand that we get whole raw milk. But the feds and states have laws blocking it. Just 50 years ago, most of the milk you would get was raw, unpasteurized, that the milkman would drop off. It was the best in the world. They want stuff that can last weeks. That's why they're going to the super ultra-pasteurized that never basically goes bad, like McDonald's food, under glass, and radiating the meat, the chicken, the poultry, the fish, so they don't have to clean it. And they actually spray live virus vaccines, as they call them, on most of the meat now. It causes incredible intestinal disorders. They've been doing that for 7 years since the FDA approved it. So they can actually feed you rotten chicken, rotten beef, rotten, you name it. They take rotten dead animals, put them in giant vats. They call it offal, grind it up and feed it to cows. They feed blood of slaughtered cows to calves. Cows aren't supposed to eat meat, folks. They're herbivores. Pigs are omnivores, so are we. So there you go, ladies. You know, a tiger is a carnivore. So I hope that answers your question. What was the other one?
And the other one was what Connecticut did with their labeling of GMO foods. How long do you think that other states will follow exactly what Connecticut has done?
Well, I haven't really been following the Connecticut situation. Guys, will you search and see Connecticut votes for labeling? To show my ignorance, I wasn't even aware of that. I knew they were having a battle. I didn't know that had happened yet. I know California failed via fraud and lobbying by big corporations, and I know Oregon just failed, unfortunately, and other states. But I think we should just vote with our eyeballs and only try to get what is organic. But I appreciate your call. Really, really good points. Yeah, there it is. This is the time Connecticut government signs first GMO labeling laws in U.S., and that happened 4 days ago, 5 days ago. So very good news from AFP. All right, let's jam another call. Thank you for holding, Jane. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm actually calling today, Alex, because you have to bear with me. I'm a little nervous. I used to work for the federal government. I worked for them for almost 13 years. And I worked for the Department of Veteran Affairs. And, you know, your show was primarily responsible for waking me up. But, you know, I kind of knew things were awry when I first, about 3 or 4 years before I left the VA, just the way veterans were being treated, substandard care. And now I see with this legislation, with Obamacare, I mean, isn't that a direct contradiction to the HIPAA laws? I mean, what is your feelings on that?
Well, that's what Obamacare really does, is let them charge you more for less care. And you're right, there are laws saying you've got to take care of disabled veterans, and that's why they're really pushing to get private charities to take care of them, because they're planning to just get rid of it. And then they know the vets and their families are going to probably be one of the biggest groups that's going to rebel when they're robbed and their contract is violated, because there is money to take care of the veterans. And it's outrageous, and it just shows the sky's the limit if we don't get this government back in line. And, you know, we criticize government all day because it's been hijacked. I was going to tell Lou Rockwell, but ran out of time. I found the most awake group is military, government people, and then police. Not because they're angels. They're in the middle of it. They know how corrupt it is. A lot of people go into the military, they don't agree with me, and come out agreeing because they're like, wow, you weren't lying. And so they're going to take the government employees' pensions as well. Look, they've done this in other countries. What do you think?
I mean, I remember when I worked at the VA, I left my job, Alex. I don't work there anymore.
I understand.
I resigned because I couldn't take it. I mean, I'll give you for instance.
Well, I'll tell you what, do this. You've already held long enough. I got to get a special guest on for about 10, 15 minutes. If you'll hold, I'll come back and give you 4 or 5 minutes, Jane, to finish up with what you saw in the VA. And I can hear the shaking in your voice that upsets you so much you have humanity. I'm the same way. I started talking about CPS court and got really shook up because I couldn't help all those people. And I actually helped some of them. I couldn't be around it And it really hurt me bad and also made me have a lot of hatred for people in the government. So I had to actually quit helping those children. So we're going to come back and talk about it.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Ricardo Nieves is our guest, and he is the gentleman that was in the local news story that we wrote a story about for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that got picked up by DrudgeReport.com yesterday. Pennsylvanians coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary, that's in quotes, checkpoint. And, of course, what they call voluntary becomes mandatory. And we've played the local newscast out of Georgia, Florida, Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, California. But this is an every week occurrence now in the last year. And it's a federal program under the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy to, quote, see if you're on drugs. And if they can intimidate you, they'll take blood or urine there on the side of the road. But then they say, just give us a cheek swab because they can wipe cells easily off the inside of your mouth. So cops are sticking swabs in your mouth and intimidating people. And the average person falls down before them and does this. And this is to prime the pump for a national DNA database. Just like the feds 15 years ago started taking blood with rubber stamp warrants in Arizona, now it's nationwide without warrants. If they claim, I think you're drinking, I'm just going to take the blood. So, Ricardo, thank you so much for coming on with us. And, of course, you reported it to the press so folks knew about it, according to the Reading Eagle. Tell us what you said to city council. Well, first off, what happened to you? And, obviously, what do you want to say about this for the worldwide audience? And we want to commend you for going, of the thousands this was done to in your area, you were the one that went to city council. You were the one that raised the alarm. And more of us will now speak out, and we are starting to reverse this. But so we just commend you for not being a zombie, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex, and thank you for having me on your show. On Friday the 13th, my sister and I were actually on our way to pick up my mother to take her to a doctor's appointment. And as we approached the the Bingaman Street Bridge, about midway on the bridge, as we were coming near a bend, we had noticed some orange cones splitting the lane into two. I stayed in the right-hand lane, and I proceeded around the bend. And as I was doing so, I noticed a police vehicle with flashing lights on. Since I couldn't move over to the middle lane, I kept going forward. That's when I saw a civilian person with regular clothing just step off the sidewalk with orange cones directing me and forcing me into a parking lot. I couldn't go around them. Like I said, I couldn't run them down.
And this is key. This, you're being commandeered. You're being given a custodial arrest. Under common law, you are arrested. Go ahead.
As I approached several feet from his position, like you said, I had to go in the direction I was being forced and directed to. So I got into the driveway, and off to the left-hand side, I saw an orange construction sign. But this one read, Paid Volunteered Services. And as I entered into the parking lot, I had noticed that there was an improvised staged parking spots with more orange cones. I say total of 5 or 7 spots. And within each one of these spots, there were teams of people designated in each one of these spots with just collaborating with each other. So I pulled into the first spot, and my sister and I looked at each other, and she said, what the hell's going on? And I had no idea. So I noticed a woman walking to my vehicle. Naturally, I rolled down my window. And with that being said, she told me I was not being cited. She told me that I was not being pulled over. However, that she wanted to ask me a few questions about my driving behaviors and habits and take a mouth swab, and that she would pay me for this. Naturally, I said, no, thank you. She came back to me and said, listen, I understand this is voluntary. However, and she went back into her sales pitch again, you know, telling me that she'd like to ask me about my driving.
Yeah, you're being racketeered. You're being pressured.
Right. So basically, I again told her, no, thank you. She said, listen, I know, again, this is volunteer. And, you know, went back into her sales pitch once again. This time she was going towards some literature she was carrying on her clipboard. I immediately stopped and just said, listen, no, thank you.
Mr. Nieves, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. Amazing firsthand account of this fraud. And again, it's a service. Why don't you want the service? Everything's a service. The IRS is a service. The vaccines are a service. Wow, we're going to come right back. And this guy's fighting back. We all need to. Because up in Fort Worth, they didn't even tell you it was voluntary. It came out in the news. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, December 17th, 2013, gold opened at $1,240.60. A one-off gold coin can be purchased for $1,286.06, $643.03 for a half ounce, or $321.51 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,286.06, $643.03, and $321.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ricardo Nieves is our guest from Pennsylvania. Headline, Pennsylvania's coerced into giving cheek swab at voluntary checkpoint. And he went and spoke out at the city council, so then it ended up getting picked up in the local news. We picked it up nationally, internationally. And look, they were sterilizing people secretly until the 80s when it got exposed. Now they got caught in California again. So government's always trying to do illegal stuff. This is a federal program in all 50 states. The Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation was hired by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to run the checkpoint to look for motorists using drugs and to quiz them about their driving habits. And so if you just joined us, he's going to take a family member to the doctor, and he gets directed off the bridge. The police force him to pull over, and then someone comes over and starts asking him questions. In most areas, it's police doing it, but I want him to describe exactly who this was, and then they just keep pushing. It's like, I won't go to Barnes & Noble hardly anymore. But that's not like a checkpoint because they keep saying, do you want the card? No, I don't. Are you sure you don't want the card? Yes, I'm sure. Come on, you know it's a really good card. What's wrong with you? You don't want the card. And I'm like, well, because actually in studies it shows it isn't actually a good deal. And I don't want to be tracked what I read and I do. Oh, I can't believe you're giving me a problem, sir. Last time I was at Barnes & Noble, just last week, with my son, he wanted a couple books. I said, hi, how you doing? Listen, I don't want the card. I hope you're having a good Christmas. And she totally ignored me. And a minute later goes, well, do you want the card? And I said, listen, I told you, don't go through that. I'm a human being. And she was like a robot, not even looking at me. So it's all part of this mindless procedure. That's how they've got cops now with like glazed eyes. So, sir, let's go back now to what happened to you, Ricardo, in Pennsylvania. Again, break down the town you're in, where it is. She said to you three times, I want you to do this. You were getting up to the next time this person did it. Break it all down.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Again, city of Reading, Pennsylvania, county of Berks. As you mentioned, this was my third time I had told this unidentified woman that had no name tag, did not represent who she was working for or herself, or have any identifying information on her persons. She started reaching for some literature this time, after the third time that I politely told her no thank you. She went to reach for it, and I told her no thank you again. She went, tried to go into another spiel for the fourth time, and listen, I just told her, I gave her a disgusting look, and with the stain in my voice, I just said, no, thank you. She walked away, and I was finally free to go. I rolled up the window. My sister and I looked at each other, and my sister said, listen, they're lucky they got you because you were nice and you were polite. I would have cussed them out. So I just wanted to get out of there. That's all I wanted to do. I never even wanted to be there in the first place. So as I'm looking for a way out, I notice a police officer sitting on the left-hand side of me next to the building, some several feet away. And he notices that I can't figure out the way to get out, and he points me back out to the way that I came in. So I left. Now, I took my mother to the doctor's appointment, ran my sister home, ran my mother home, and this was agitating me all day. So once I got home, I talked to some trusted advisors, some friends and family members, and I finally called up the American Civil Liberties Union, in which I left a voicemail message for them. Still not happy, I reached out to the local media here, and a subsequent follow-up call came back and told me that this was the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, and that if I wanted any more additional information, I needed to contact the Reading Police Department, in which I did. I spoke with an Officer Smith. I provided him my information, and he took my report. He told me to hold the line for a second. He came back on. He said, "If I will find out if this is us, if we had anything to do with it, because I couldn't identify the two vehicles, the police vehicles that were clearly in the parking lot." I never did get a follow-up call from him. So, not happy, I reached out to the county because I wanted to know what I just went through. A little bit later on, it came to my attention, again, reaffirming that it was the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, and that a considerable amount of money was provided for this, and that the security, the police were paid for the security on this. Well, that lit the fires under my feet. I felt infringed upon. My civil rights, my liberties, my constitutional rights from a state, and all the statutes that go along with it. And I thought, if this was me, how many other people's stock got stopped? How many other people actually didn't know their rights and gave up this DNA swab?
And by the way, this is the same group that wants mandatory breathalyzers on all the cars to where we're all guilty until proven innocent. I mean, it's just beyond a police state. So long story short, unlike Georgia, Florida, Texas, where they have cops that basically try to make you do it, you got the lighter form but still got upset, as you should. They blocked the road. They made you go do what they wanted. And if Americans are so enslaved that they don't understand, this is how real tyranny begins. It's like the census is supposed to ask how many people live here every 10 years for congressional apportionment. Totally constitutional, reasonable. Not what kind of toilet do you have? Do you own a gun? We get this yearly business one now. You know, they're putting black boxes in the cars to track you by the mile. and to tax you. I mean, this is all happening. So, and this is the same group pushing that. So long story short, they give you the runaround, finish up with what happened with that. You go to city council. Where is it going from there? Tell us what else happened.
Well, I did go to city council. Like I said, what lit my fires was that there was a considerable amount of money, and they were paid for the security. So I'm thinking, okay, my civil rights were just bought. Federal dollars used my local dollars to illegally stop me. And with that, I learned that I had to complain, supposedly, to the federal level. My apologies.
And by the way, if you would have blown up, they might have beaten the daylights out of you or arrested you. And I probably wouldn't have blown up, but I'd have gotten mad. Like, what are you doing blocking the road? What is this in America? Because I've been through checkpoints before, and I tell the police that. I go, are you looking for a bank robber? And they're like, no, we're just doing a safety check. Yeah, a federal check. Of course, they always know who I am in Texas. They go, come on, Jones, just doing our job. I mean, it's just there to condition people. Go ahead.
I didn't want to give them that satisfaction.
Sure. No, you were smart.
I took the politeness way out of it. So I went up to city council. I put out a press release, and I was greeted by a reporter there before the meeting, and he had asked me if I had felt that the perception of police intimidated my rationale into perhaps giving my personal information or others. And I said, well, listen, if I was to walk into city council with seven various different attorneys behind me and one American Civil Liberties Union representative, do you think city council and the administration would be intimidated? Of course they would. This was nothing more than a gross abuse of power and federal intrusion of my rights.
That your local tax money had to pay for.
Yeah, your tax money, my tax money, our tax money. Yeah, I cannot believe that my local officials, I'm not sure who gave the order, who authorized it, but I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed that people or whoever enriched themselves on so many different levels off of their voting constituents.
Well, Mr. Nieves, I know what happened. And if you go read the article by Paul Watson and follow it over, you're absolutely right. It is a federal agency. They've hired private institutes to do it. They buy the local police, either off-duty, but in some cases use pressure for highway funds to the county or city to set up these checkpoints. And of course, they have the DWI ones and all the rest of it. And it's just pure TSA-ization of the country, of the world. Anything else you'd like to add, sir, today? We just appreciate your testimony and the fact that you're speaking out against it.
Yeah, I will share with you what I shared with counsel, which I think is very fundamental in my pursuing this. When people are manipulated, when people are manipulated, it's anti-democratic. And what's being done here is controlling people. People don't want to be controlled. People want to make their own decisions because consciousness and the freedom to think is a fundamental human right. The idea of free will being violated is something that even God doesn't do, yet man thinks he can do this to us.
Wow, you need to start a radio show and fight back, because we need articulate patriots like you, sir, to not just speak at the city council, but to really get on the offensive. People always thank me for what I do. No, we've got a responsibility to do this, and good job. And if there's other updates down the line, contact us. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Very, very important. Well, there he goes, standing up for all of our rights. And this is all part of this creeping tyranny and political correctness and training us. Here's an ABC News story. Jennifer Lawrence, it should be illegal to call somebody fat. That's the hate laws. Oh, you say Santa Claus is white. You lose your job or get suspended as a teacher. But if you want to be foreign banks and rob everybody, that's okay. I mean, this is just getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. They've got us distracted by all these diversionary things that aren't our rights, imaginary rights, exaggerated slights, instead of the real frontal assault on all our freedoms. Now, Jane held over. She worked for, I think she said, 13, 14 years for the VA, Veterans Affairs. It's in the news today. They're going to cut massively the funding for disabled veterans. And they already get, whenever I talk about VA care, there's some good people in the VA, but the way the government treats it with the money, most of it goes for PR. I've had all the big Veterans Affairs groups that fight for this on over the years. We should have them back on. When I talk about folks in Missouri and New York and Virginia dying from flies eating their brains. I'm not kidding. When vets that are in the VA have problems like dementia, whatever, they strap you down. They don't take care of you. They don't change your bed. They lock you in there, and then the flies go up your nose, and you can look this up, and lay eggs in the sinus, and then eat their brain. A term the VA internally began calling maggoting. I don't know if our guest knows about that, but if you just tuned in, you think I'm joking. Search engine. Maggots kill veterans in VA, or flies kill veterans. I'm not kidding. They had cases where roaches are eating people, because roaches can actually start eating on you by the hundreds. And, of course, they're hiring a bunch of foreigner doctors, in many cases, that aren't even really certified doctors. When you go in there, there's like SWAT team guys everywhere, bossing everywhere around. They try to give you drugs, not surgeries you need. It's truly hellish. And Weldon Henson's an Air Force veteran. He goes into the VA, works here in our office, and he just says they're incredibly rude to him now. It didn't used to be like that. He just got out of the Air Force 8 years ago. So it's a new world order world, not a man's world, not a patriot's world. It's a tyrant's world right now. And she sounded upset. She said, that's terrible. I had to quit. I couldn't do it. I don't know what she's going to tell us, but they run from bad to worse is the issue. And they hate our veterans. And they've always abused our veterans. I mean, they stole after World War I the bonuses they were supposed to get. They never paid them. And when the veterans protested, they killed a bunch of them. Shot them and rode them with horses. And so the government's been a stinking group of crooks for a long time. And the cowards in the government really hate veterans because they're people that will actually stand up and fight. And then they take the other veterans that are typecast and will do what they think and put them in the big city police departments and then say, we're the Taliban. Basically, so it's a mix of things, but our veterans are treated like absolute toilet paper by the establishment. Jane, you've got the floor. Thanks for holding. Tell us what you were going to say, because it was hard for you to even talk about it. What do you want to tell people about the VA?
I mean, Alex, it was, the employees that work there, and I'm sure they'll vouch for this, they call it the VA way. And what I mean by the VA way is, once you've been kind of embedded in the system after you've worked there for a few years, you kind of see it materializing in front of your eyes. I was kind of the nonconformist, if you will. I never really fit into a category. I always sought out jobs where I could work independently from the hospital because I couldn't deal with what was happening in the institution itself. It was disheartening. It was heartbreaking. Veterans. I'll give you an example. This is kind of jumping ahead a little bit. I actually worked on I took minutes for a meeting for the Suicide Rounds Committee. And they had a mandate that they were supposed to meet to prevent veterans from killing themselves. Now, you can go online, you can look it up. It says 22 veterans, I think, a day committing suicide, something to that effect. Well, it was just as bad 5 years ago. And I was fielding phone calls, and I was an admin. I was filling for my girls, if they went to lunch or something. But I'd pick up the phone, and it'd be a veteran. I worked in mental health and say, I'm going to kill myself. What do I do? And I had no training. And even though I'd worked in the healthcare field most of my life, I was like, oh, my God. Because I didn't know if the next thing I was going to hear was a gunshot round. It was that scary. And when they finally got around to implementing suicide prevention, it was almost a year after the fact. I mean, a lot of veterans don't know when you go to the patient advocate at your VA, I worked in Vision 1, but when you go to the patient advocates actually work for the director. They don't work for the veteran. They're not there to advocate for veterans. They're there to kind of run middle ground for the director. A veteran can't go to a patient advocate and say, my doctor is abusing me, because they'll shut it down immediately. It will get nowhere, and you will get nowhere. And then they'll turn around and they'll punish the veteran for reporting.
Well, what do you think is going to happen now as they cut the treatment and money for disabled veterans that have arms and legs blown off? What do you think is going to happen? Maybe we'll have public execution of veterans as terrorists? Or, I mean, what's the answer here? Just kill all the veterans? Maybe that'll make Obama happy? What do we do?
My husband is a veteran, Alex. And, you know, when I've slowly seen his, you know, entitlements, I guess, if you will, being taken away.
Yeah, but they're not entitlements. They, you know, they call it entitlements when somebody's never worked a day in their life and wants a bunch of free stuff. When you sign a contract to be taken care of if you're wounded or hurt, that's not an entitlement. That is, because that's associated with welfare, because they're now calling it entitlements for even wounded veterans to get health care or their pension. That is a contract. That is an agreement. That is a business deal. And it is fraud to not pay it. Go ahead.
Well, they're in breach of contract completely.
That's it. Ma'am, I'm out of time. God bless you, and just have a great Christmas coming up. Man, it's depressing hearing that type of stuff. But we got to talk about it because we ignored it. It's what makes it worse. Gus, you're up next. Dan, Debbie, Rob, and Nakia. That's all the calls we'll have time for when we come back to those folks. A lot of other news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're not trying to be negative, folks. We're just being honest about what's happening here.
You better watch out. You sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Folks, get your orders in. It also supports the broadcast for the incredible products at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to end it tonight, that 48-hour special. I'm going to extend it a few hours to get 25% off the fluoride shield that's doubled the size, 2 ounces, with the nascent iodine survival shield. That deal will end tonight. I'm going to have them end it at midnight. at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's a great gift to give friends and family. You've got to try it, folks. And if you don't really feel the difference and see the difference after one bottle, I'll eat my hat. It just is real science and research behind this. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. There's a new video that I shot yesterday when I did a before dawn 7-mile hike. I got out there at 5:30 in the morning and did a little 7-mile hike out in the hill country outside Austin. And I was by myself and just shot a reflective video while I was out there. And it's up on InfoWars.com. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers so they can see where it's at. As the featured video, it's Escape the New World Order Titanic is what that video posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is named. And I think it makes some really good points in 10 minutes. Okay, and then the nightly news is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And I think it's what Leanne McAdoo hosting tonight. We're going to have some breaking intel there as well. Okay, Gus is a former inmate, is what he says. Gus, thanks for holding and calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor. I'd like to say I am a gringo of Hispanic descent, white and black Native American descent, which makes me a racist and a terrorist, according to the...
That's right, and if you want human unity and freedom, you're racist.
That's exactly right. I had to laugh when I read the story earlier today on InfoWars about the NSA feeding the DEA and how they make fake cases in order to prosecute others. You know, in the federal system, there's two rules. There's the Rule 35B, which is a court rule, and then there's the Sentencing Guideline 5K1.1. And both of those do the same thing. One's pre-sentencing, one's post-sentencing. Anybody who supplies information and the aid and prosecution of others can get a time cut. And when I was in detention pending the resolution of my case, I was at FDC Miami, and I did 7 years with the feds, and I saw guys in there selling cases. They'd establish weed houses, grow houses, and have people take care of them and then get them busted. And then,
oh no, that's how it all works. The government runs almost all the drugs for the big global mafia on records. It was congressional hearings in 97, CIA inspector general. And the, and again, it's in mainstream news that they manufacture most cases and they're total fraud, or they frame people because they like innocent people as demonic scum. They enjoy that. And I don't think the average person, you know, people always said, oh, everybody's innocent in prison. Well, now with DNA, it shows about half the people are completely innocent. I mean, the system is evil. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, it's absolutely evil. And, you know, back in 2008, I'd say, when I was in there, they started requiring us to give our DNA. And if you ever want to know what's coming for the rest of society, always ask the federal inmate because they do it to us first. They started forcibly taking our DNA around 2008. And if you want to know what Obamacare is like, ask a federal inmate because in the feds, we had an ongoing joke. No matter what was wrong with you, they would fix it one of two ways. They would either pull your tooth or give you a prostate exam. That's how they fixed everything.
That's right, and that's what Dr. Blaylock said. In England, it's like that. Watson, for a month, couldn't get in to see a doctor because they just wouldn't give him a pack with some aspirin in it and a wipey. And just go home and die. And the average person has no idea the hell that's awaiting them. Very good points. Yeah, no, that's what they do. They will give you a cane if you're going blind or a cane if you have bad knees in Cuba. And they'll give you a prostate exam because they like to do that. Or they'll pull a tooth or give you painkillers. That's it. Or a firing squad with men in black uniforms.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.